Just want to thank Rabbi Packer for giving us a fabulous introduction to electricity in the previous shiur. And today's shiur will focus on the practical applications of electricity, the halachas of electricity, especially focusing on security cameras and security systems and motion sensors and the like. So, b'chavad rav, thank you, Rabbi Packer.
Thank you, Rabbi Orly, and thank you for putting this together. Okay, today we'd like to continue from yesterday. Yesterday we started with speaking about electricity, what malachas are involved in turning it on and off on Shabbos or Yontif. Today, again, as we mentioned, we'll speak about some applications of it. The Rabbanim get the Shaila, they think, all the time about how to deal with security systems. Wherever you go, you're on a camera someplace. Wherever you go, you're causing some lights to go on, some sounds to some noises to happen, some circuits to be closed. And the question is, when does that matter? When doesn't it matter? And in order to do so, we're going to try to go through some of what we spoke about yesterday and build from there. And again, just to introduce, this is where it becomes very, very important to figure out what we have to ask several questions. Let's start just like this. First of all, it's the most obvious thing when you're going in front of a camera. You're going Knisa l'mako the mesukenes bo matzlema kol hazman. So there's a camera all around. So what issues could be involved? So the first question that's involved before you get up to any electricity is there a malacha of ksiva when you are putting yourself onto a screen? Put a step back. You're not writing any words. So the Rambam already tells us in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yitzayin, and Hilchos Shabbos, that Roshem is Toldos Kosev, and Ketzad HaRoshem Rishamim Vitzuros Bakosel Uvashay Sherach Yotzivar Kederech Hatzayarim Rosh Ben Areza Chayiv Mishum Kosev. So if one word, two, not only if they would write, if they would write a sentence, they write a couple of words, would they be chayim mishum tziva? Even if they would draw a picture, they would also be chayim mishum tziva. I guess the picture is tells 1,000 words. So if they draw a picture, that too is a form of tziva. So that puts into question if one goes in front of a camera on Shabbos, when takes a picture on Shabbos, would that be a form of Siva? So that would be question number. So the people who deal with this, to set things up, that would be a question. Besides the question of electricity, what other malacha is involved? So there, we'd have to dan whether or not this constitutes siva or not. And we'll go back to that in a minute. So poskim would deal with it. Wait a second. Is this really siva or not? Does it last? Does it have any permanence? The concept in Hilchos Shabbos called Davar She'eino Miskayim, something in order to be Chayiv, it means it has to last. So we'll have to get to the details of that. Next, we'll have to deal with, wait a second, what is your level of Kavana when you're walking in front of it? Is it a Davar She'eino Miskayim? Is it a Psik Resha, Nechole, Lo Nechole, and the like? So we'll have to begin to evaluate some of those questions in terms of what level of kavana do you have? Sometimes you don't even know that it's there in the first place. You get out of the miskaven. Do you have to tell somebody that they're walking in front of it? Beware of camera, beware of system, beware of whatever. We'll have to question issues of misasik when we're dealing with this as well. The other questions you have to ask are, is this the normal way that anyone draws a picture? Normally you draw a picture, you take a pen, you take crayons, you take paint. So is this a shinoy, a kalachar yad, when one is doing this? So these are questions which poskim have dealt with, and these and several others, which will now begin to proceed to discuss what some of the issues are involved. So we'll start with, is this a form of ksiva? So again, if one would literally draw a picture, clearly that's, the Rambam says, that's a form of ksiva. But here, exactly, are you drawing a picture? So here, particularly when we're dealing with a when you're dealing with a computer screen, what we're about to talk about right now is not only nogeya to a, not only nogeya to showing up on a video, security camera. What we're about to start talking about is extremely relevant just simply for anybody who, whoever types on a computer. People actually, back in the day, they used to write. There used to be a thing called pen and paper. Now, most people, they're doing their writing on computers and screens. So we'd like to break down the shaila into four different issues. Question number one is, how about you have a ksiva, which isn't nikar at all when you're writing it, but rather you're just putting it into the insides, the kishkas of the system. The muscle, and certain times when you enter a code, nothing is shown in the screen at all, but you're entering the code that then is licked in the system itself. And then now the next time you go to the system, it's there, or you could retrieve it later on. So question number one is, what's that? How do I view that in terms of ksiva right now? I'm asking only if ksiva, which is not nikar at all, but you could retrieve it later on. Question number one. Question number two we'll talk about is, how about now it's going to show up on a screen? How do I view a screen in relationship to paper? Third is, how am I going to view it? Is what's going to happen if it's going to be, whatever I'm going to do is load onto a hard drive or a CD or some type of whatever the latest form of how people can serve information. Now I'm preserving it. What malacha is possibly involved in that? He means aksiva, he means other malacha. And finally, to print it. So let's take it one by one. So ksiva, which is not nikar right now, at least in terms of ksiva, it's very hard to argue that it's ksiva. There's a Yerushalmi, Perek Habona, and Gittin as well, which discusses ksav seser. Ksav seser is supposed to discuss whether or not, like, invisible ink, writing with invisible ink, which you can, let's say, pour something on it to retrieve it later on, is that ksiva at all? So there seems to be a discussion there based on the Yerushalmi. But to make a long story short, this can serve a little bit of time right now. Shlomo Zalman writes in Derech Agav, I highly recommend the Sefer Me'orei Esh. I mentioned Me'orei Esh yesterday, that came out Me'orei Esh HaSholeh, a very nice edition, the new. People are putting out all of Shlomo Zalman's Svarim. They did an excellent edition of Oriyesh HaSholim, two or three Chalakim. So he writes there that Ein l'chayvo k'kosev k'shebayim machshem yuchad k'dei l'chaneachas v'sham m'ksuvim sham. Anytime that you require additional machinery in order to be able to read the letters that are there, you didn't write anything yet. You can't call that ksiva. Maybe other malachos involved, but it's not ksiva. Maybe when I retrieve it, that's interesting. When I load up a file onto the computer, then maybe I could say that's ksiva, possibly based on, depending on the next discussion. But the first point we'll make is that anytime you're going to need another step, another machinery in order to get that those words on the screen, you didn't write anything yet at all. Which gets us to the next level of ksiva agabe masach, when you're writing onto a screen, computer screen, or the like. And again, this would be relevant for us when you're showing up in front of the camera, because there you're now on a camera, you're not on a piece of paper. No one's taking your picture. No one's actually drawing a picture when you walk by and drawing all your features. Rather, you're ending up on a camera. So how do I view a camera screen, a computer screen, and the like? Is that ksiva or not? So Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Nishmas Avram that they argued that since the text is really only through in the form of electrons on a screen that causes it to look like letters, he argues that could not be ksiva d'oraisa. And many other posts can follow suit in saying such a thing. Question is, I was always bothered by, to me, that needs a raya. How do we know for sure that writing on a screen is extremely important for Bismaneno, whether or not that constitutes Siva or not. It's very, I mean, again, most of us aren't writing with pens anymore. We're writing largely with computer screens, with phones and the like. So is that right? Is that Siva or not? So again, Shlomo Zalman and many other poskim are arguing that. And Rabbi Yashiv, he wasn't so convinced whether he argued that very possibly it's still constituted as Siva. Similarly, the Sefer Maor HaShabbos, he wrote, Moshe Yadler, he wrote many Svarim on Hilchos Shabbos. Chelek Dalet is particularly dealing with technology. Talchachim Yerushalayim. And he quotes the major posek in Toronto, or Shlomo Miller, that Siva with LED lights, where you just simply light up, very often you have in signs, where you light up various, like a scoreboard. A scoreboard where you light whatever the score is, all they do is color various lights, depending what number or letter they want, that he argues isn't Siva at all. So I was always very a little bit bothered by why not? And the discussion with Rosh Hashanah Shlita was bothered by why not. He pointed me to a tshuva of Rav Moshe, and it's a sugya, which refers to a sugya in Gittin Daf Chaf, that at least in terms of get, ksav al gabi kippa, like when you're writing on top of either the way they used to, they knit the yarmulkes, people would write the names in the yarmulkes or something like that, or would sew something on top of, so you'd put pin letters to something, neither one of those would be considered ksav al gabi Gittin. What's the idea? The idea appears to be that Siva doesn't have to be, as long as it's legible afterwards, even in a semi-permanent fashion, there has to be a connection. There has to be, the letters have to be on the, become part of the background. The letters of the, that I'm writing have to become part of the background of the paper. So these cases where I'm writing with absolutely no background, where I'm just sort of attaching a letter to something else, or the letter is becoming part of the item itself, there where there's no background, the argues there's no, that's not considered ksiva. Is it foolproof to correct, bring writers from Gittin to Shabbos? Not 100% pashit. It seems to be a focus about choptuchos, where you carve out a letter instead of writing it. We got to be Gittin, it's not. We got to be Shabbos. It's a debate amongst Rishonim. But that's at least a starting point. According to many, many poskim, writing on computer screens is not considered ksiva because there needs to be some level of connection. It used to be arrays. The ways the screens used to work, at least the old technology, they'd have a ray from the back of the television screen or the monitor, which would reflect onto the screen. The newer ones have LED or LCD or plasma, but they have something showing up on the screen. I wasn't so convinced that it was so, but most poskim, I believe, assume that it's not ksiva d'oraisa when you're writing on a computer screen. It's derech agav, I was looking for a writer for myself. How do we know this bechlau when something is not directly on the screen? That at least we know. Gemara says you're not allowed to look in the mirror on Shabbos lest you come to like comb your, lest you come to like pull out hairs and something like that. But we don't say that any single time you stand in front of the mirror, you're now creating, what a handsome guy there is standing now in the mirror, and you just created a picture of yourself. No, we don't say such a thing, because all it obviously is just a reflection of yourself. You're not really on the screen. You're not really embedded on the screen right now. The haray, as soon as you walk away, you're not there anymore. So largely most poskim assume that writing on a screen is not considered ksiva d'oraisa. Probably it could be ksiva mid'rabbana. There's many more marmakomos here discussing ksiva without backgrounds or not. But the next issue to talk about would be where very often, let's say you want something to last. So this wouldn't necessarily be ksiva, but again, when you're showing up in a camp, so usually, and it's going to become critical in a few minutes, usually you don't want it to last. You don't, you're usually walking by fleetingly, and even the people who are taking the picture, who are, I shouldn't say that, they sort of want, the people who are turning on the system and taking these pictures, they want to have, if they would turn on the system, would that be Sivan Shabbat, whatever is going to happen? You could debate that, because they want to hold on to that, they want to hold on to that video or that recording or whatever it is, and it probably wouldn't be ksiva, but in the inside of this machine, now you have something that you want to last, which could be a problem of makibipatish, of bona. Now that I have this picture or this writing or these files or whatever it is, that's going to last for a long time. So therefore, even our Shlomo Zalman, who argued a long time ago with the Chazon Ish in terms of electricity itself, because he thought most uses were only temporary. Here, the usages were, he thought, more permanent. And here, when you're conserving something for the long term, that itself may constitute bonus / makadapathish. Hence, when you download a file, upload a file, or something like that, very arguably, even Rav Shlomo Zalman would argue that that would constitute an issur d'oraisa of bonus / makeh bipatish.
Rabbi?
And obviously, question. Printing, the last level here would be printing. Printing it would most probably constitute ksiva mamish using a printer on Shabbos. Oh, your question, yes.
Rabbi, didn't we say yesterday that Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't think electricity constituted bona?
So that's exactly the point that I'm making, is there's a difference between temporary usage of it, plain usage of electricity. But when with that electricity, I am now creating something anew, let's say someone would go to a recording studio and they would record a video, they would record a song. So the problem wouldn't be the electricity per se, turning it on and off. The problem would be, now I created a new CD, a new recording. That's the problem. And it's because he thought the switch itself, big deal, that's temporary. But here with it, I'm now creating, the same way if I write it, it's a bad example, if I would build a kli, a physical kli, I'd be chayiv. He admits that. So to here, I'm building a spiritual kli, even though it looks like exactly the same CD that I had before, the same computer, the same camera that I had before. Now this computer has X amount of files, more files than it had before. Now it could do X amount of things that it couldn't do before in a permanent fashion.
So the creation of a new file of like a recording of like Monday or whatever, or Saturday, that would be the bona.
Yes. The question, what level of significance each thing would have. Again, the way people use cameras is manazeh. I mean, everyone carries around their phone. They could, wherever they go, you're carrying, everyone's taking their selfies and whatever they're taking. So if I have picture number million and 75 as opposed to million and 74, does that really make a difference? I don't know. But what's qualitative enough to make this a different clean? Now I say something new. But at some point, I now added a new feature. If I download a new file onto my computer, I now saved, so they mentioned before. But I don't know what we're going to cut it off, what the cutoff line is going to be. But there is going to be some cutoff line where I made some qualitative change, where I save something into the file. That's going to matter.
Understood. Thank you.
What's that? Yeah? Okay. So Okay, the next thing we'll have to talk about is, that's in terms of Ksiva, to get us back to what we spoke about yesterday, when we're dealing with security systems, besides showing up on the screen, this is probably the most common shayla, is going to be, again, everywhere you go, even if the system is off, you're going to cause a noise, you're going to cause a beep, you're going to cause a circuit, you're going to hear a little light go on somewhere behind some door. So does that matter at all? Does that matter at all? So depending what we spoke about yesterday, is the problem stam, the circuit itself? The stam is the circuit itself, and you have to reckon with it and then deal with, start talking about questions of all the other things we'll talk about in a few minutes, but we'll have to base it on that. But based on what we talked about yesterday, if you believe that the Isurim involved in turning on and off electricity is largely based on, it's hard to find a malacha per se, other than it's malachas machshaves. In most of these cases, it's totally meaningless, inaccurate. You couldn't care less that there's this beep going on someplace. There's this LED light going on someplace behind some door. And there's a lot to rely on to be makol if you couldn't care less about what's going on. The problem is, in as much as only is that you have machshava for it. Here you have zero machshava for it. It has no significance at all. However, there Rabbi, is, yes.
Just to get my teeth clear, Rebbe's talking about walking through something that the light goes on, like you walk through the street and the light goes on. Is that what Rebbe means? Not the case
no.
you're talking about?
No, I don't mean something like that. I mean, the light going on there, that's usually for Tawelis. I mean, usually, let's say security systems, when you walk by something, there's going to be a small LED light. Someone entered the room. So even if the system is usually off, it's still going to be, there'll be a beep. There'll be something like that. That's what I'm talking about. Huh? That's what I'm talking about. One very, very different type of shiloh has happened to me many, many times, is that when you're dealing with a system which is on, and you don't want it to be on. Like very often, it's happened in the past that someone, let's say, walks into a room they're not supposed to on Shabbos. I don't mean a ganav, but usually a family member or somebody who doesn't know that room has an alarm. And because of that, you could be in the middle of whatever, 3 o'clock in the morning, the alarm starts blaring and it starts calling the police, and that's what alarms are supposed to do. And now what you very, very much want to be doing is shutting off the system, turning off that alarm, sometimes turning on the alarm. So that would be a real question of a more permanent turning on and off electricity, actually. And then that would be whatever resurum we were talking about yesterday, that would be turning on a system. So a shakta shlit, there would be a malacha daraisa of turning on a system, or for other postgame, that whatever malachas would be involved, that would be an actual turning on, pure usage of turning on electricity, turning on a setting a system to go, and definitely creating a circuit for a somewhat permanent fashion until you want to change it. There is what more to be talking about if the malach is makke de patish in the pure sense. When you're making a kli, that to shut it off, arguably, there's no inverse of makeh patish. There is an inverse of bona, the opposite of stira, but there's no inverse of makeh patish. But if you're thinking like Rav Asher Weiss, where the issue is doing something of significance with electricity, then it's not so much the circuit, rather it's the use of electricity itself, turning on and off probably should make no difference. And lemaisa, right now, most of the systems, the way to turn it off is by pressing buttons, which that itself entails creating circuits. Lemaisa, I've had this happen 3 o'clock in the morning on a Shavuos night where the alarm goes off in Shul. And that's not the way to make friends, having have to the neighbors blaring, you violated an area and screaming that the police should come. So it's the ideal is to have if you have a guy around, that would be the best to turn it off. Ayyid Goy, assuming it's probably an Isidur Rabbanan, Ayyid Shvos, Makom Sorech, Shinoy, turn it off with your elbow or something like that if there's no guy around. But that would be something that has to be reckoned with. There clearly would be an Isidur there per se of turning it on and off. Next issue, which is very relevant, and I should have added this before, that again, I should have mentioned this, should have been clear at the beginning, that the typical case of the cameras is usually when someone walks by the camera, you couldn't care less. Usually, again, we're all being, there's always at this point, besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ayin Roa. There's always an Ayin Roa, and you're always on camera somewhere, some way, shape, or form. And Ruba the Ruba of the time, you couldn't care less about that. The fact that you're on camera. Okay, so it's and whatever we're talking about, it becomes a lo nichale besides everything else that we've been talking about. But there are going to be times where you're trying to do this. And that's why the next issues are going to become more important. The Hainu, in many buildings, let's say the security is a security guard somewhere hidden in some office. And when you walk by the camera, they're going to buzz you in or the like. But the only way they're going to buzz you in is if you actively are standing in front of that camera. So then it's hard to argue that that's a davarish inam iskavim with the psik reish adlo nichole, because there you're intentionally walking in front of the camera in order to be seen. You won't be able to get into the building if you're not going to be seen. So then we're going to have to start using some of the other, start questioning what other kulas possibly are available to us. What other, and one which I'd like to talk about right now is the concept called Davar She'eino Miskayim. Davar She'eino Miskayim is the following. And certainly the Mishnayos speak about this in two different places. One of them is in Perek Habona, Kol Os Osim Malacha Miskayemes B'Shabbes. Whenever one does a Malacha and it has permanence on Shabbos, there's a little bit of a dangling modifier there. Point number one, that's one source. There's another din that, in order to be Chayev for Ksiva, one needs to have a Ksiva HaMiskayemes, right? which is going to be erased, then also one is potter. There seems to be certain malachos have more of a serious requirement of being miskayim than others. We will detail this in a few minutes. But one important nekuda, and that's why this is going to be relevant for us here, for the following reason. Because first of all, it's very important when we're typing on computer screens, the level of importance usually, let's say you can have screensavers and you don't want whatever you're typing to be on the screen forever. That's the whole point. So you want to move on to the next thing. So in terms of typing on computer screens. Point number two, in terms back to our showing up on a camera, what happens, of course, is you stand in front of the camera and the security guard's going to buzz you in, and then you're going to leave from in front of the camera and go inside the building. So clearly you're not standing there for the long term. So wow, a picture of me on the screen. I'm going to stay there for a long time. The guard will get pretty upset with you. He'll want you to move on, and you're going to want to move on with your life. You're not standing in front of the camera long term. It's on some level, could one argue that it's a davar she'eino miskayim, even besides the fact that the screen is only being generated by electricity. Because simply you plan on moving on. The question with this, that's not so pudgit for the following reason. Because, first of all, any time, one could argue the case that any time one requires another action to undo the first one, do I say the first one's not miskayim? Dahainu, you're right. I'm walking in front of that camera, in front of that screen. But right now, had I stood there indefinitely, it would be there indefinitely. Only because what? Only because you're deciding to move on, which is another maisa, albeit your own maisa. If it requires another maisa to do, then one could argue the case that it was miskayim b'shaito, and it requires another maisa of a ben adam, of your own maisim, to undo it. So there are poskim. So a person, the Shtebrewer quotes a Rambam, Akosev al b'saro b'diyo chayev v'shehu ar. Person writes on his skin. Af shechamimos b'saro ma'averes haksav acharman ha'reze kiksav ha'nimchak. And certainly when someone writes on their skin, generally they plan on erasing it. That doesn't seem to be enough. It's miskayim after daito l'machko. The old people would end up, they'd write a phone number on their skin. After daito l'machko, right now there is ksiva. That's step number one. First of all, the point that needs another maisa to undo it. Second of all, if this rule of davar she'ein miskayim can't be 100%, and I'll prove it. I hope there's no one who's just joining for this second, because otherwise we're about to create a kula which is ridiculous and untrue. L'chora, what we should say is the following. As long as someone is a good enough cook, it should be mutter to be mevashel on Shabbos. Why? Because they're going to make that cake. The cake is good enough. It will be gone in a few minutes. And it'll be a davar she'ein miskayim. That's obviously absurd. Okay, so I'll say there that's different because it needs another maisa to do it. If no one eats it, the cake will still exist. We'll give you other examples which are more obvious. Let's say someone milks the cow. That milk's not going to last indefinitely. That milk is going to last before refrigeration. I don't know how long. It's going to last a day or two or three, and that's it. Things are or if I light a match. I light a match, that fire is going to last for a few minutes. And it could last for a second. I create a spark. And then it's going to go out. Mikomakom, clearly, if one lights a match, clearly they're chayiv for it. So, if that's the case, what argument? Another example, the Gemara tells us in the Sacha Shabbos, Ayin Dalim and Beis, the Misha Shadas Sichsa La'asona Chai Misham Bishol, Demir Pei Rabbi V'Hadar Kamit. That if someone puts a peg, a wooden piece, into a furnace, and first it softens, the process is first it softens and then it hardens. Rov Rishonim, the Bishul, there once chayiv for Bishul, but the Bishul is when it softens. The softening is only in the process of getting it to harden. So that's clearly not for the long term. Is the miskayim is this that it hardened? Yet for Rov Rishonim, Mechayim Mishon, the Mirpe, the Hadar Kamet. The Mirpe seems to be the Mechayim for Rov Rishonim. So Ella Mai, there seems to be something. Either certain malachos are more chayiv than others, even though it's not miskayim. We won't be machalik between various malachos. And let's say the Mishnayos speak about it fairish in terms of ksiva, in terms of binyan, which will be important for us in a few moments. And other malachos seem to, Havara, for example, we show in Bishol, seem to have significance even without there being miskayim. A lamashal, someone heats up water, clearly heats up water and skayim for machamim mayim, even though as long as you don't leave the fire, you don't leave the mayim on the esh, I guarantee it's going to be in its kaver in a very short period of time. Clearly, it doesn't have to be fully miskayim. So, this may become very, very important for us for the following reason. So, if the malacha is ksiva, in our case, it's very arguable that ksiva needs to be miskayim in a much longer sense. And if you have a screensaver, or many of these computers right now, very often what happens is the screen is constantly changing, moving from place to place. And it's the security guards first seeing that, and he's seeing something else. They work in many different ways. Though the fact you need another maisa to undo it is a little bit harder. But in many of the other applications that we've been talking about, let's say we mentioned before that in binyan, clearly the Gemara speaks of binyan l'shah, have a binyan. That's a famous language of the Gemara. Binyan l'shah, let me find that language. And so in terms of binyan, it seems pretty clear that binyan l'shah is not binyan. And for that very reason, it may be very significant. Take a step further. The Shvisas HaShabbos writes as follows. Yeah, he writes as follows. To Iker Din Meleches, the Meleches Mischayem is Nemer Davko B'Ksiva U'Tzviya the Tachas HaMelacha L'Skayim. Asha'in Kein HaMetech Es LaMatechesh HaTachas Don Es Kaima Machshavto the Tachliso L'Hoti Kli L'Maseh U'Shabri Mischayem. Aga Atzmecha Im Hidle Kisein Katan O Pisei's New York. I lit a small match. Hem lo yischai misham mavir. And then he continues. Binyan l'shah is lashmi binyan. So, Shvisas HaShabbos himself, and later on, I was very excited. He's machalip in the following fashion, that Siva, Binyan are one level. But in terms of, let's say, Makibipatish, one could argue the case that even though it will not be Miskayim for so long, it's still going to be Makibipatish. That's what she said. He proves this from a Gemara in and Yishalmi in Shabbos. Man the Shachik Tuma, having Mar Malacha B'chayim Yishim Makibipatish. A person who grinds, Tuma, I think, is a shum, a garlic. Even though the assumption it's not going to last very long. So why is this relevant for us? Because if we're talking about Siva, that is one set of rules. If we're talking about Binyan, that is another set of rules. So now it's going to bring us back to yesterday's discussion in terms of the electricity. If the problem is the circuit and classical binyan, like the Chazanish is usually understood, it's classical binyan and it's only l'sha'a, then very arguably that there's nothing to talk about. It's very hard to say that it's a malacha d'rabbanan if it's only going to last, besides the fact that you could turn it off later on. In many of our new situations where l'mashal, you walk through a... you walk through an automatic door. So there, automatically, the door is going to open and it's going to close 10 seconds later. So if you're speaking about the need for permanence, there is no permanence. In terms of, it's hard to argue that the binyan, I created a circuit, it's going to automatically open and close in a second. But if the question at hand is makibipatish, where the standards may be very different, and I'll add a knach to this, especially if one's arguing that the mechayiv is what we were trying to argue yesterday, meleches machsheves, pure meleches machsheves, and gufa, the din of melacha, of the din gufa of melachos she'enem is kayemes, means there is no meleches machsheves in it. So then when I am doing something which has inherent melechas machshavas, you can debate what that is, then that within itself could constitute possibly a melacha d'oraisa. As we've seen already, there are clearly examples where one is chayiv for melachos, even though there doesn't seem to be regular permanence. Again, clearly, if one's mavir, it lights the match. We gave the example of being mavashal for a short period of time, clearly, even though it's not going to last for very long. So the Shvisa Tashabbos Gufa is arguing that it's shayech makeh bepatish ba'ochlin lebo bayom, even though it's going to be only used that day. So we're arguing Gufa, the fact that it has chashivos automatically gives it a permanent more than it otherwise would have had. So hein, if the problem at hand is makeh bepatish, especially if it's based on a unique version of makeh bepatish, there's very strong reason to say that every single time one uses electricity in classical usages, that it is manenu, again, opening an automatic door, turning on an automatic sink, where the hope is that the goal of it is that you are turning it on, and the goal is going to go off, or it's going to go off in a few seconds later. So you call Malcolm, you turned it on to Shaito, and that itself may have an inherent significance to be mechayev because of that melechas machshavos. Seemed to me is a long tshuva of Rav Moshe that it seemed to argue the same point, discussing that if something is gemar melacha, in other words, makeh bepatish, one could be chayiv even though but ma'ose b'gemar melacha after the efshir levatel, v'eino b'gemar melacha chayiv yishu makeh bepatish. Discusses a complicated sugya of mustiki, of temporary kalim. He seems to say the same idea. I'll leave with one last chiluk within this, not so much nogeya to electricity, but it's an interesting idea that Sefer Nesiv Chayim, who wrote it, I believe Ray Willig was into it when he was teaching Shabbos a couple of years ago. He's machalik between malachos, which are malachos of combining things, where it's only combining when you're combining in a permanent fashion, as opposed to malachos yitzira, where you're creating something anew by yourself, then it's chayiv even without permanence. So again, in terms of binyan, in terms of kshira, in terms of ariga, in terms of tofer, maybe it's chayiv only when it's mischayiv. But in terms of, let's say, makeh bepatish, or havara, bishul, where the malacha is yitzira, the creation itself, not because I'm combining other things, therefore one could be chayiv, even though it may be more temporary. So again, what we'll try to show is how possibly depending on what malacha is involved, whether or not it's going to be a davar hamiskayim, whether or not one will need to be a davar hamiskayim to be machayim or not. Again, all of this, what I'm talking about, to be miskayim, to make an alacha deraisa, it could still be a problem on the rabbanon level, even if it has less permanence than that. Derech agav, this may have nafkamina for inyanei shemos, to try to avoid. Again, most poskim, again, this is very important for shemos, people write Divrei Torah, Shem Hashem, on a computer screen. So again, Ruba the Ruba postgame, I believe I make all the hat, otherwise it's Milsa D'Efshir, otherwise you have Hashem's name go on your screen once and you're finished. But again, Rav Yashiv had a very hard time being makel, but again, most postgame do seem to be makel, but the best would be Hain for Shabbos, Hain for and for Sheamus, the goal, if you have a screensaver which it goes off by itself, then the best would be to have it for that the screensaver go for a short period of time. Okay, that was in terms of davar she'eino miskayim. The next crucial issue to talk about is, again, this is probably the most, all of this could be very important, but one of the most critical issues to talk about is davar she'eino miskayim / segregation. Because so much of what's happening is manazeh, is happening derech agav from whatever we're doing. The way we set up to have our lives run more easily is that as soon as the goof of the nature of automation is that whenever you walk into a room, therefore the light's going to go on, the air conditioner is going to go on, the whatever is going to go on right now. So how am I now going to view those, again, standing in front of a camera, walking in front of, in terms of most of these cases, again, if you're miskaveh for whatever malacha is involved, there's nothing to talk about. If you want that light to go on, then that's not what we're talking about. I shouldn't say that. Not if you want. But if you're trying to turn on that light, then that's the equivalent of the switch. If you're trying to walk in and turn on that light, then I'll give another example. If you're sticking your hand under the sink in order to turn on that faucet, that's a davar hamiskayin. Davar hamiskavin. That's not a davar she'eino miskavin. You are trying to turn on that sink. There's nothing to talk about over there. But there are going to be many, many cases of. And I assume everyone in the room already knows the concept of davar she'eino miskavin and segregation. I'm not going to talk about that at the most basic level right now. You know what it is. That famous machlokas, Yehuda Rav Shimon about davar she'eino miskavin. We usually pass in davar she'eino miskavin is mutter, moda Rav Shimon is segregation. So the. Therefore, it's going to become very essential to go through some of these dinim because so much of what's happening is manenu is basically our situations. And that is, again, you're not miskaving for much of what's going on around you because manazeh, but mikol makom, so many things are happening. So the So of course, the most basic kula that everybody knows is the famous aruch. We spoke about this quickly yesterday. Shita sa aruch is that psikresha, once it's lo nechale, is mutter. Once it's lo nechale, is mutter. And he proves this from several gemaras. One gemara in Shabbos, the gemara says, it's the Gemara that I think that Kof Gimel speaks of Choresh as the Reya, and the Gemara says the Gemara says no, he's not Chayiv because it's Arva the Lav Dileh. The land isn't his. The way the Aruch learns it, simple pshat, he's not interested at all in the Charisha that's happening. Therefore, he's not going to be Chayiv for it, even though seemingly it is a Psik Reisha. Hence, the Aruch brings this raya that psik resha, the lo nechale, isn't under the problem of psik resha. So, most poskim argue on the Aruch, and we don't pass in that way. Usually speaking, most poskim don't pass in that way. However, there is a true misadeshen who is Mekel, once we're already down to an Issa D'Rabbanan, once you're already dealing with the Issa D'Rabbanan, the Sedeshin and Meiri seems to say that it is having Gomer Lipstick Reisha. And I think back in my day, when I was in Smith 100 years ago, Rabbi Willig used to give this year. Rabbi Willig used to speak about security systems, and he would explain this opinion of Rishonim that Sikresha would be Mutter Drabanon. What's the Svara that explained the famous Hakira of the Rosh Yeshiva? Chanan, I think, made this famous. It's in many other Svarim as well. It's what the Pshat of Sikresha is. The Pshat of Sikresha is Aser, it's Chayiv, Kod, it's Ki'ilu, Niskavim. It's as if you actually, while you're doing action number one, is if you're Machavim for the second thing. Or, no, it's not that you're Ilu Niskavim, but rather it's inherent licked in the Maisa itself, and the first Maisa is the second Maisa. Not that you're actually Niskavim for the first one. And the Afkamino, he argues, is whether or not, you need kavana, something you would actually really want to do. If something you really want to happen, then I could say it was ki'ilu, you're doing the first thing. It's ki'ilu, you wanted the second thing also. But it's something I wouldn't want it in the first place. I couldn't care about it in the first place. Just because I did the first thing, who said I did the second thing? Unless shot is the first thing is the second thing automatically. Licked in the first thing is the second thing automatically. That's the famous raid of all the Doli Achron. So it continued. Based on the famous Meshach Chachma, that is to be Machali between Isuri Daraisa and Isuri Darabanan, the Isurim Darabanan, Isuri Gavra, not Isuri Cheftso. There is nothing Be'etzim in Isurim Darabanan. And he would explain that in Isurim Daraisa, even though you're not Mechavim for it, bottom line, the other Malacha is happening. So therefore, if it's a Psik Reisha, the other thing is happening. Yes, it's a psik resha, but nothing inherently is happening unless you're having kavana for it. And in lo nichole, you're not having kavana for it. That was Ray Willig's famous hesber. I imagine it's probably in his sefer also. I don't know. I probably heard it before the sefer. So that was what he used to explain the shita. And there are others explain it just simply because we're more mekel b'drabanan. We're more meikol midrabban. We already have some type of a suffix in psak, or they pass like the aruch, midraisa will be mach, midraban will be meikol. Whatever the pshat is, there are many poskim who will be meikol already midraban. The emes is, though, not what poskim agree with that. Even the Magen Avram, the Mishneh Brura, and others, they're only meikol when there's a kama drabban for several different reasons. The Mishneh Brura is Mekel, his name is Magen Avram, the Gua Hechav, Lachashin Yisrich Lagufa, and it's Makalgel, and Kilachar Yad, Mutter Medina after Psikration. That's why a lot of what we're trying to do today is trying to figure out how many possible ways are there to knock things down to from the Raisas, the Rabbanans, based on some of these other concepts. Is it Davar Sheino Miskayim? Is it Ksiva the Raisa in the first place? Is it Because, again, a number of poskim will tell you you could be mekel once it's a davar she'eino miskave, albeit a psik resha, albeit lo nichole, when does it depend on a chad rabban, on trade rabban, on three rabbanon, but depending how, once you knock it down to enough rabbanons, then there's what to talk about using psik resha de lo nichole. That's why it's important to a lot of what we're doing today to figure out how many drabbanans are involved and which questions to be asking in order to figure out what exactly is going on. Other important.
Can I ask a quick question? So I guess as students of YU, should our default position be like Rav Willig, or should we be more Machmer?
I'm not going to, ask your own posting. I'm going to, I'm just giving what is said. I am not in a position to who you should pass and like, what you should pass and like. I'm not in a position to answer that. Speak to your own posting. Speak to your own posting. I'm trying to give basically a summary of the issues that are at hand. And these are the issues which exist. And various posts can say different things. That's it. That's what I would say. next, the two other quick points about the Pesik Reisha. One of them is Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes that what we can say is that just because it's Shabbos, of course, I don't want this malacha to happen. Today's Shabbos. He says that's not enough. Because if the question depends on, he proves it from Tosfos about Parah Aduma, from Mesiyah Daf Lamed, that it depends whether or not the person wanted this event to happen to any other one of his cows, not whether it's a Parah Aduma. So there, whether the factor of Nichole or Lo Nichole depends whether you'd want it if this were happening on Tuesday. So if you were walking through the streets on Tuesday night, and when you're walking by, the light's going to go on, that now the headlights, the floodlights are going to go on, and now you could see, so you're perfectly happy with it. Or you're walking into a staircase, a completely dark staircase. So on Tuesday, you're perfectly happy. It's only on Shabbos you're not happy, because now I'm stuck. I can't go into the staircase. That's not enough. It has to be lo nichole generally, not because it's lo nichole because of help of Shabbos. Point number one. Point number two is there is a well-known debate between the Rabbi Kiveger, those who learn Yeridaya, and the Taz in terms of Suffolk Pesik Reisha. Suffolk Pesik Reisha, what does that mean? It seems to be a stereo. Pesik Reisha is only when something's definitely going to happen. So classically, what that means is I'm going to do a certain action, and if the situation is in place right now, the example that they talk about is, let's say there may be an animal in a certain drawer, in a certain closet. So if it's there, when I close the door, I am definitely going to trap that animal. Or the example of Kiveger speaking about in Yoredeya is, I'm not sure whether or not there was Basa B'cholav in a certain pot or a certain place. If I'm cooking it, I don't have in mind to be cooking it there. It's happening at the Pesik Reisha. So is that Nichole or Lo Nichole to be cooking or doing that Malach at that time? If I'm doing it, I'm definitely doing it. I know I'm cooking it. I know I'm maybe trapping it. So is that considered a suffix? That's not a factor of Nichole. I'm sorry. It's a factor of whether or not that's a suffix situation. If I know what I'm doing right now, if it would be there, if the situation were in place, I'd be doing the malacha. If not, not. So that's a debate between the Kiveger and the Taz. Mr. Brewer tries to be machmir and Kiveger, but he said, bottom line, most poskim are mekel like the Taz. That's important to know, because there are those who wanted to use for security cameras and the like, people who generally wanted to be machmir, a kula, which I believe they try to use at the coastal Maravi, where security is very paramount, where what they try to do is, ein hachanami, the camera may or may not be on. So you know, yet another step as well, the camera that you're walking on may or may not be on when you're walking in front of it. So therefore, it's a suffix, Pesik Reisha. If it's on, then I'm definitely showing up on the screen. But if it's not on, I'm not. Point number one. Point number two is, what does Pesik Reisha depend on? Let's say, classical examples would be, let's say, when I am walking through a certain field, every single time I'm going to be pulling out some blades of grass. But not every step that I'm going to take am I going to be pulling out blades of grass. If I walk 100 feet, and within that 100 feet, I'll be taking, I don't know, face 50 steps. So every 10 steps, I'll be pulling out a blade. So do I say that over the course of walking that 100 feet, I'm going to definitely, there's a Pesik Reisha that I'm going to be pulling out grass? Or do I say, no, each and every step is a unit by itself. And each and every step, I'm not going to be pulling out grass. That's another debate amongst Poskim. And many Poskim are makel to say that, especially in these type of areas. So, and that was what they tried to do at the coastal and Ravi. It was very crucial that somebody's going to be on camera. They want to know who's going in and out. It's very essential. But meida, people post him, some post him wants it to be machmir. So if you have various cameras, and some cameras will be on at this time. They'll get you in your first couple of steps. Okay, so then those cameras will shut off. And the next, some will get you the next couple of feet. Some will get you the next ones. So that's called a suffix, Pesik Reisha, each and every one of the way. The end, combining with the fact, yes, by the end of your trip from point one to point two, you're definitely showing up on some camera, but each and every step, lav dafka, so that itself, based on these combinations of shitas, many poskim were making. Point number three about sikresha, we're going to add one chumrah first and then a kula. There are those who argue the following. These points are debated. They debated the following. Yeah. Let's say at a certain point, Zmanenu, there is no, most of the rooms, many of the rooms we go into, especially let's say in Shiva, the rooms that we go into, there is no switch, or very often there is no switch. We don't even know where the switch is for the light. The way to open that light is by what? By walking into the room. And the Shlomo Zalman and others is quoted in many Sfarim saying the following. Yeah, I'll give you an example of this. Yeah, this is a good example. The Rashbo asked the following. The Gemara, says as follows in when the Gemara speaks of, let's say someone has not in Hilchos Shabbos, more in Shabbos, Kuchman and Gimel speaks of sheets asked by Harris from Mako Mila. He's doing a bris mila, and there's a taras, a nega on the Mako Mamila. So the Gemara speaks of Davar Sheinim is Kavi. They ask the Rashba the following question. He says, what Davar Sheinim is Kavi? He's actually, in that situation, he's actually cutting the mila itself. He's cutting the taras itself. Well, you'll tell me his intention is different? That's not a davar she'enam is kavim. That's a malacha she'enis yichla gufa, that's some other, when he's doing the maisa itself, albeit for another intention, that you can't call a davar she'enam is kavim and then start asking questions whether it's a psik reisha or not. There you're mechaving to the maisa itself. You're cutting the baheret. Now the only question you're asking is separately, why are you doing this? You're asking, it's more of a question of intent. It's very different than when I am dragging classical goro eda mita kita disaster. I'm dragging a heavy piece of furniture over grass, over ground, land. So by doing so, I'm plowing the ground. So what am I doing? If you ask the guy, what are you doing? I'm bringing the furniture from one side to the other. Derech agav, what's happening? The field may or may not be being plowed. That's certainly not your intention. Masha Enkin, when you're clearly doing the maisa of, in this case, cutting a baheret. Well, let's bring this home for us. When you are, what is the way, Bisman has that, to open that light when you go into the room? There's no switch. So what you're simultaneously doing what? You're simultaneously, one could argue this, and this is what Rishlomo Zalman argued. I think others disagreed with him, but this is the classical, when you go into the room and the light goes on, now the air conditioner is going to go on. And now he argued this about the refrigerator, the old refrigerator lights. So most of us don't see it this way. Most poskim argue on this, but they should mention this chumrah, that there are many poskim, Shlomo Zalman, I believe Yashiv as well, they argued that these cases are not, don't view them as a davar she'enam is kavim and start questioning whether that's a psik reisha or the like. No, these are maisek gomor. But you're walking in and turning on that light. You are turning on that light. but you're opening that refrigerator door, that is the ofen of turning on that refrigerator. The equivalent of, let's say I'd be turning on that switch, I don't have in mind to be turning on the light. No, that's why I'm, that's one of the features of that refrigerator. That's one of the features of opening this door in this case. Some of these points are debatable. They're definitely debatable, Poskim argue. But these are, I'm just telling you that these are things which Poskim say. And I'll give another example of this. Is, let's say, an automatic toilet. How do you view that? An automatic toilet, so you're getting up. So your goal in getting up, I imagine, is not because you're trying to flush the toilet. Your goal in getting up is you want to move on with your life. You don't want to stay there forever. That's true. But since it's the language of these poskim is that it's mituchnan lekach, the system is set up in order that as soon as one's finished, it's going to flush. As soon as one stands up, it's going to finish. It's going to flush. So, besides the factor of nechole alo nechole, could one argue in some of these cases that the questions of psik resha are irrelevant? Because again, psik resha is only relevant when the first starting point is when it's a davar she'eino miskayim. When it's first a davar she'eino miskayim, then you could start clearing whether or not it's psik resha or not. When it's the maisa itself, when you're doing the maisa itself, when you're walking into the room, when you're opening that refrigerator, and that has many features. One of the features of that refrigerator. You know when you're opening the door, that's the feature of the refrigerator. That's part of what it is. So there are those who argue that that's beyond. It's worse than a psik resha. More of a reason to be mechayiv, and you don't have any kulos. Number one, a suffix sikresha glunichale. Derech agav, I'll throw another one out where it's important to know that even though generally there, of course, we know that there's an isra miul akum. It's a quote of Tani Cohen. He once said to put it this way: he said people usually think that amirul akum is a heter, but amirul akum is first the starting point. It's an isra. It's usr. There are certain occasions where it's mutter to ask the boy to do certain things. First and foremost, Amir Lakum's an Issa. There is a Magen Avram whose makal already generally accepted when the Amir Lakum the Makom Sik Resha. When you're not actually doing the halacha itself, you're combining the combination of Amir Lakum and Sik Resha. So therefore, things would be mutter. So anyway, many of these kulas of Sik Resha, according to these poskim, would not apply when it's maisa, when it would be considered maisa mamish, not derech agav. I only wanted this feature of the machinery. I didn't want the other feature. No, you know that that's the way this gadget is set up. So once you know that that's the way it's set up, then it's too direct to call derech happening derech agav and call it davar she'eino miskayim. No, that's maisa mamish according to these poskim. Again, one could debate these things, but that for example, the same gemara I quoted before discussed misha shada sichsal asono the chayim misham bishol the mirpa rabbi. Okay. Fine. We lost each other. So the Gemara speaks of Misha Shada Sichsal Asona. Somebody throws in, the thing we mentioned, someone who throws in a peg into the furnace. So the mirror first it softens and then it hardens. What do you mean the ultimate goal is to harden? So why don't I say, it's a Davar She'eino Miskayim? It's only, I'm sorry, Davar She'eino Miskayim. So I spoke before Davar She'eino Miskayim. It should be a Davar She'eino Miskayim, and therefore it should depend on the rules of Psik Resha on the life. Depends whether you care about this. It should be Lo Nicholei, it should be a Raya against the Ara. The answer is no. there, when you're putting something in, that's part of the process. Part of the process is first it softens and it hardens. But I don't say it's a davar she'einam is ka, davar she'einam is kavein, for the fact that it's going to soften first. No, that's your mice of mamish, that first it softens and then it hardens. It's a discussion there. Look at Tosis and Abu Dazara, Daf Lam Ches, against the Ritzvah and the Ramban there. Discussion, some of those svaras. That is in terms of the chumrah of, that's in terms of some of the chumras of abusing segregation. There is another major discussion which some posts can speak about as well. A Gemara, well known Gemara, again, hard to pin down right now, and this is, well, a discussion of, the Mishnah says in Sefer Shabbos, Kovav on the days, Yoshav Echad ala Pesach v'lo milohu. Sugi there is about Seidah. V'lo milohu. Yoshav Hasheni milohu. And the second guy comes in and doesn't fill it up. And the second guy doesn't fill up. So in other words, we've been speaking about somebody who closes the door, catches an animal. So the Rashba, very famous Rashba, and the Ran over there discusses the following. The Ran right there in Perek Ha'oreg discusses the following. Yosi bar Chanin, Rabun bar Chanin, Yotzvi, Rosh Kedarko, Niskavin, Lino Ba'do, Benoel Ba'do, Uba'ad Hatzvi, Mutter. It sounds like, based on this Yerushalmi, the Rashba quotes, you have in mind to be closing for, number one, you want to close your house, but also you want to close and catch, and you want to close the deer in as well. So the Rashba, Niskavin, Lino Ba'do, Lo ba'ado bilvad, elam is kavin af ba'ado. Mutter after is kavin she has spin itur bistocho. A peladika rashba that somehow says, even though you want to capture the deer as well, you have it in mind when you're closing the door, it's mutter as long as you also want to close the door, just for the sake of closing the house, safeguarding your house. So the Ran asks, what? How in the world is that possible that that could be mutter? It's kavin, b'chim neshet sarach lino based on that, you could do another malach at the same time? Point number one. That's a very hard question to answer. Maybe that will show you goof that something else is going on that we're missing. But then the Ran asks even another question. Forgetting about, let's say he's not miskavin for the deer. But mikomakom, what are we learning right now? It should at least be, even if you're not miscaving for it, it should at least be a psik resha. But you're closing that door, even if you only have in mind to close the door of your house, simply to safeguard your house. Mikol makom, when there is a deer in the house and you know it's there, that is a psik resha. So the, that is a psik resha, to which there are many who explain, the Shiltei Giborim there, and this generally this creates some type of kula, which we have to think about, that even though psik resha is generally going to be us there, there are going to be situations where it's going to be mutter, and we'll call this some type of super psik resha or less than a psik resha. We spoke more where something is your mice of mamish. Here, that the idea seems to be, and this is going to be very nogeya to many of our examples of situation, because much of what's going on is we have no shaykhus to it at all. So, for example, Zok the Oneg Yontif. Let me take a step back for that. There are many ways we could understand that that Rashba, that these group of Rishonim who are more Mekel here, there's something special going on here, something only about Seda. Seda may need more das than other malachos, more kavana than other malachos. And even if one eventually tries to understand these Rishonim, it's something limited to Seda, nothing to do that we could use anywhere else. But there are others who understand, for example, this is crucial. This example is an Oneg Yontif. To shiny Aydeni Ilas Beso, the Eno Malacha Klal. Rak, the Yesh Tzvi, Bifnim, the Oseyo Kitseva. Meaning, what you're doing right now is you are closing the door to your house. It just happens to be that Derech Agam, something else is happening. Hard to pin down why that's different than the other situation. We'll try to explain in a second. Where by chance the other item is there. It could be the idea is that for him, sikresha is only when I'm acting on it's every single time I do this ma'isa, it's always going to be there. That's going to be one way of understanding it, as opposed to this happens to be there by chance. That's one idea. I think there's another idea as well in that. The only way this Seda is happening, you are not acting directly on the deer. If I would take a net and act on the deer, even though I'm taking the net, I'm swinging the net for some other reason. I'm swinging the net, I'm playing baseball with the net. And tochidei, I'm going to catch a deer. So if that's the case, then I'm doing a ma'isa mamish, and I'm relating to the deer. Here, I am acting, living my regular life, closing the door to my house as I always do. And just derech agav, there happens to be a deer inside. So that type of idea is extremely relevant for Bismanenu, where, again, so much of the things that happen to us are happening to us where a person here is in one place and things are happening all around him because various people set things up in different ways, that he's going to walk through the streets, and because he's going to walk, therefore a light's going to go on over there, a camera's going to go on over there, and this is very different than even cases where I'm dragging something along the ground. And derech agav, when I'm dragging something, I'm pulling grass, I'm plowing the field. At least I am relating at that point some combination of to the ground that I'm in. But here, the person is more derech agav. It's these things are happening around him rather than by him. So there is what to talk about, and there are some poskim based on this Rashba who use to be more makel in many of these situations of automatic things going on around you, especially where you're not, let's say, not entering the room. That would be when you're, let's say, many of the rooms in yeshiva. But so you walk into that room, then the light goes on automatically. So that's a little bit harder. It's not when you're walking through the street, and because of that, hard to pin down what the differences are. But when you're walking through the street, and because of that, you pass a certain spot, and the light's going to go on. Some poskim wants it to be makel based on that. Similar, a mashal would be, or Yashiv compared it to, Hano habol odam bal karfo. Hano the sugyan psachim daf kakei. Problem is, do we pass in like we pass him like these poskim. This Mishnah Berurah on Siman Shif Tezayin. So we pass him like the Ran against the Rashba. Some of these situations may be a little bit more extreme. This is definitely a kula, which is althea that poskim are speaking about. Similarly, the Gemara speaks about Darsol Afi Tumo. Person is walking. Gemara is in. The Gemara on Kuchlof Aleph in the Beis and Shabbos speaks about Darsol Afi Tumo. You have bugs on the ground. Simply, if you step on it, if you're walking normally, even though there may be a situation that they died, you have to be careful that they're not there. So anyway, these are Tzadim Lahakel. Studim lahakel in davar she'enu miskaven, and even though it may be of sick ratio, try to get in a couple more ideas. The postgame, let's say you're dealing with misasik. So somebody you're dealing with misasik, you don't know that this is happening at all. So can I tell somebody, or Aaron Cutler has a tshuva, that's out, the tshuva as to whether or not somebody, you're allowed to tell somebody who doesn't know. Let's say you left the light on in your refrigerator, and assuming that that's only a davar she'enu miskaven, assuming against the Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's a maisa mamish. You left the light on your refrigerator, and you need something inside of it, and there's no guy around. So could you tell another Jew to open it up for you? And by doing so, you know that you're going to be causing the light to go on. So therefore, you can't do it. But the other guy, he doesn't know, and him, it's totally misastic. So there are many who want to say, if there's no such thing of bishlamaf, I'm doing a malach of the misastic, poskim say you should tell the person. There's a gemara in Menacha, Stefanim Aleph, the person doing malacha, even though they don't know about it at all, the Gemara seems to say you should tell them to stop. Let's say his tzitzis are ripped and he doesn't know it, and he's carrying on Shabbos. The Gemara seems to say you should take it off. Akiva Eger notes this. But in this situation where it's a davar she'enu miskaven with this situation combined, so then.
I think we lost. Is it just me who lost the volume, or did everybody? Okay.
Finally, so we're talking about. Yes, so we're talking about doing it aide acher who doesn't know that there's a malacha being involved. So there, Aaron Kohler discusses whether that's what there are not. So Shlomo Zalman has a suffix about that. So one thing which is very, very interesting, to leave 2 points about this. One of them is the following. Let's say we spoke. For Shabbos, and therefore you want to record cousin, what's his name's bar mitzvah, cousin Yankee's bar mitzvah on Shabbos. You want to record the, what a beautiful laning. Record the drasha. So I can't tell Yankee that we're doing it, because if we tell Yankee that we're doing it, then he knows he's speaking into the microphone. We spoke before about making a recording, about that there being some type of locha involved. But if you don't tell him and he's a misasik, do you combine the fact that one person is obviously talking, setting it up from before or the like from before Shabbos? The truth is, I'm not so happy about that at all. It's hard to say there's actually a full malach in that case, but between the two parties that are involved, he's doing, he's giving his drasha, he's laning. So the ikkar shouldn't be done.
Rabbi Packer.
That's
Rabbi Packer.
Unless you say sometimes we connect, have some sources there. We're off again. It's not working.
Yeah, Rabbi Packer. It's just hard to. You got a little discombobulated. Maybe if you turn off your video and just finish talking, finish the rest of the shiur just with your speaking for the next 2-3 minutes to finish up. Maybe just do it with your video off.
I don't even know how to do that. So how do you turn off the video? That video. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we're on now?
Yeah, please go ahead. Continue.
Okay, go for it. Okay. So the so if you have somebody else, let's say someone giving a drasha or the like, you're trying to record it and you don't, then they don't know they're being recorded. It's hard to pinpoint a malacha that the person's doing it is the misasik on Shabbos. But mikol makom, between the two parties being involved, discussion, arguably of shlichos, even it's some type of the person who set it up and the person who's doing it, not so happy with it at all. I think that should be avoided. And point number two is another thing I don't like. I think it should be avoided. Is, let's say, where a person is posing for a picture on Shabbos, or let's say someone else is taking a picture. When is this relevant? Let's say in Yontif Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. So you can have other Yidden or on Shabbos here, and a guy would want to take a picture of you. So they're doing all the malacha, and a guy certainly is allowed to keep Shabbos. So if they're doing it on their own, you have no schiyah to stop them from taking a picture. But I think if you're posing already, to me that sounds like a problem of misayeya and with other malachas being involved. And I think one should try to avoid that as well. Okay, there are other issues as well in terms of shinoi. I don't think we're going to have time to get to that right now. I'll just make one quick point to that. One would normally think that walking through some places is not the way one would normally paint a picture. So normally, if one paints a picture, you usually take a pen and paper, and we think it would be a shinoi in kalachayad. And many posts can do say so. However, there is a sefer in Tzivos Shalom, the author of the Archos Shabbos of Gelbar. He notes that there are many gemaras which let's say the Gemara speaks of shechting, and shechting causing shechting being machayev mishum toveya. So again, normal way to, if you want to draw a picture, is not by shechting an animal, have blood flow over the place. But sometimes the malacha depends on the way that maisa is being done. So adirabba, if in that situation, in this situation where if you, instead of showing up on the computer, on the security camera, you take a picture, you start taking a picture of yourself and drawing a picture of yourself, but then you'd be a mishugana. And it's hard to say if you're actually drawing a picture of yourself, you're chayim anyway. But the way to walk through a security camera is by walking through it. And since you're acting normally, it's hard to argue that that is kalachar. Yeah, that's what the Nesiv HaSholem argues, or Gelbar. So does it help, let's say, if you need to go into that type of room, or go out of this type of room, and through that you can shut off the light, turn on the light, etc. Does it help, let's say, if you want to crawl out and walk out some other way, even though qualitatively it doesn't matter, but you're certainly doing that maisa in a very strange way. So there are those who suggest if you're stuck in a room and when you do so, the lights can go off or the like, then maybe it would be better to crawl out, which has to be this last idea. We'll finish with one last idea of figuring out when is something considered a grumma. When are you doing something directly? Let's say you're going to leave a room and the lights can go out in 10 minutes. Lights can go out in 15 minutes. Is that your maisa or your grumma, or a grumma? Something to consider. We don't have time to speak about grumma right now. The Marmakal must are in front of you. Okay, I'm sorry for all the I guess I'm the technology person, yet all the technology didn't seem to work for me today. But Shikayach to be early, and for everybody for putting up with it. Shikayach, thank you.